Last week's episode called Ashton Jeanty's August Quiet. It turns out the quiet had a reason we didn't have. Jeanty is working back from an ankle sprain, per Adam Hill at the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and that, not roster management alone, is why his preseason produced no countable football. He made the Raiders' initial 53 on Sunday, listed with the running backs on the roster the team announced, per Levi Edwards at Raiders.com, and he was not placed on any reserve list. But he did not play Thursday's preseason finale, an 18-12 loss to the Niners. Sam Gordon at the Review Journal describes Kirk Cousins leading the first unit minus Jeanty on two field goal drives. Clint Kubiak's Friday framing carried both halves of it. "Still on the mend," the coach said, adding, "We're counting on him for week one, and we've got another week to assess how he's going to look going into this first game," per Hill. That is the whole verifiable record. On the roster, not ruled out, not ruled in. We're not going to assert his availability either way, because nobody who would know has. The room behind him got smaller on cut day. Dare Ogunbowale was released and Roman Hemby waived, per Hill, and Chris Collier sits on injured reserve, per Gordon, leaving Jeanty, Dylan Lobb, rookie Mike Washington Jr., and fullback Connor Hayward as the backfield, per Edwards. Washington ran 8 times for roughly 50 yards in the finale, per Gordon, and Edwards lists him among 4 rookies who could see substantial Week 1 action, with Washington's inclusion expressly conditioned on Jeanty's own health. Last week we asked whether Jeanty and the first team would play the finale and what shape the backfield would take after cutdown. Both answered, "The first team played and he didn't, and the room is now 3 backs and a fullback." For anyone hearing this fresh, the June read on Jeanty was that his rookie volume was enormous and his efficiency was not. 266 carries for 975 yards, 3.7 a carry by our 2025 numbers, behind the worst run context in football, and the year 2 bet is the rebuilt context flipping the per-carry math. That bet is still untested, and it now carries an ankle into game week. We'll check back as week 1 comes into focus. Data via NFL Verse.